With my inner eyes closed, I see my inner being. With my eyes closed, I see my inner being. How can we see our inner being? We are always interested in knowing what our inner being is all about. We're always interested in knowing how our inner being functions and what it has to tell to us. Because in us is the genius, in us is the magic, in us is the wonderment of all that is. And how do we see what's going on inside of ourselves? Well, when we close our eyes, that's one way we see our inner being. When we close our eyes, we see that peacefulness about us, because we're shutting off the outer senses, at least the vision senses. And of course, when we shut off the vision senses, we shut off the interpretive senses that we have toward all the things that are going on in our world, too. And as we turn these things off, we have sort of a quietness about us, a sort of a gentleness, there's sort of a feeling that everything is all right, that everything is in divine order. With eyes closed, I see my inner being quite nicely. I see my inner being telling me all of the things that I am and all of the things that are, all the wonder of the world, and I'm so happy about it. I'm so happy with my inner being because my inner being is where all the activity really takes place in my life. My inner being is the creative center of all. My outer being is a reflection of what I'm thinking about in my inner being. And if my outer experiences are glorious and wonderful, if my outer experiences are sort of beneficial and glorious, then that's good. But if they're not glorious, if they're not wonderful, if they're not something that makes me very happy, then all I have to do is be still and know that I am God. Be still and listen within. Be still and let go of all that I have been being concerned about. The world is made up of what we think, what goes on in our thought. And if we have confusion in our world, we have confusion in our thought. And it's necessary for us to become still, to become quiet, to become peace, to listen to that inner self that is so wonderful, that inner bliss. And as we listen to that inner bliss, we have the feeling that all is right with the world. We have the feeling that my true nature is shown to me in detail. Now, as I see anything that causes me to have anxiety or tension, that tells me that's on the wrong step. I need to back off of that. I need to let go of anything that causes me tension and anxiety, because they are not positive building aspects of my being. They are not positive aspects of my life. And they will be demonstrated outwardly more and more and more as I think about them and as I dwell upon them inwardly. I am the creator of my life. I am the creator of my world. I'm the creator of everything that goes on in my experience. All the goodness, all the happiness, all the joy, all the love, all the bliss, all the peace, that's me. That's all me. That's what I am thinking about. That's what I am imagining in my consciousness. That's what I'm imagining in my thought. That's what's going on in me. Now, is that what I want to go on in me? Is that what I want to go on in my world, in my life, in my experience? Is that what I want to have? Is that who I really am? And if that's who I really am, then I better take another look at it. Because if I go to the theater and I see good shows that make me happy, then I have chosen to find in whatever I looked at, the goodness and happiness. I choose to experience only that which I choose to experience. Now, other things may be going on in those movies. Other things may be going on in our life. Other things may be going on in our world. But if they do not have my attention, if they do not have my thought about them, that they are not what I want, then that's what I'm going to have. My thought about anything is what I experience. And so I choose to close my eyes and see my inner being for what it really is. And my inner being is joy and peace and harmony and love and magnificence. My inner peace is all that is good and very good. Because that's who and what I am. With eyes closed, I see my inner being. When I go to the theater, I see only that which I want to see. If it's a musical and the music delights me, fine. If the music doesn't delight me, I listen for music that does delight me. And when I leave the theater, if I have not been pleased with what I saw, I do not repeat it. I do not tell anybody about it. I do not even think about it myself. I do not even regurgitate it in my consciousness. I do not even give it a second thought in my world. Because it is not what I choose to build on. I have the privilege of building on anything that I like. I have the privilege of building on anything that makes my life happy. That's who I am. I have that privilege to build on that, and that is all that I am, and that's all that I care about. With eyes closed, I see my inner being. Now, practice that. Close your eyes. Close your eyes gently, not holding them tight closed, just gently. And say, I see my inner being. I see my inner being. I see my inner oneness. I see my inner allness. Now, I see love. So with my eyes closed, I see love. Now, how do you see love? What does love look like? Well, these are all feelings. These are all sensations. These are all awarenesses. And as we are aware of them, we are aware of them most specifically as we close our eyes. We are aware of them most powerfully as we close our inner self and listen only to that which is within. Leaving the outer gone. Because the outer is only a reflection of the inner, and if my inner is cleaned up, purified, glorified, beautified, filled with joy, then that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. We are told to be ourselves and have fun. And be our highest self, and be our best self, and be our most wonderful self, and have fun, to enjoy doing what we're doing. If anything we do in life is not bringing us joy and happiness, then we should stop right away and start doing those things that bring us joy and happiness by our choice, by our decision. And as we do that, joy and happiness are ours. We see with our eyes closed. I see my inner being. With my eyes closed, I know my inner being. I am my inner being. And I am peace and I am happiness. And I say, I like me. I like me. I like me. And as I say these things, they are me. And it's a wonderful, glorious, marvelous experience to have them be me under all circumstances. Now you've closed your eyes and you've seen your inner being. Now make sure that inner being is who you really want it to be. You really want it to be goodness, You really want it to be godliness. You really want it to be the allness. And right now. With me, enjoy your inner beingness and know that you are divine now. I love you. I love you. I love you.